This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, ISIS is the world's most successful terrorist organization, but it is also the most mysterious. That is why Robert Spencer wrote his book, The Complete Infidel's Guide to ISIS. He was on my radio program recently to talk about this jihadist group that rules 8 million people in a territory larger than the United Kingdom. The book is written in the style of some of the previous books with titles like The Politically Incorrect Guide to Islam. Throughout the book, there are sidebar sections like the ostrich alert, reminding us of a head-in-the-sand statement by politicians or religious leaders. Elsewhere, there are sidebars with the title Taqiyya Watch. Now, taqiyya is essentially a Muslim word for lying. Deceiving non-Muslims is not forbidden in Islam. In some circumstances, it may be a religious duty for Muslims. This deceit is justified in Surah 328 in the Quran. One theme that runs throughout the book is the repeated claim by prominent politicians and commentators that the Islamic State is not Islamic. It's worth comparing the statements of the president, the secretary of state, and other government officials to what the Quran teaches and what Abu Musab al-Zarqawi said. We have been told that ISIS is not Islamic because no religion condones the killing of innocents. Zarqawi taught that the goal of jihadists could include the killing of women, children, and any other passive category. We're also told that ISIS is not Islamic because the vast majority of the victims have been Muslim. Well, Zarqawi admits that although the spilling of Muslim blood is a grave offense, it is not only permissible, but mandated. We need to think clearly about the danger ISIS poses to our world. Robert Spencer's book provides a clear and comprehensive look at the world's largest terror group. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.